holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about temptation today. You know the kind that sneaks up on you?
Be holy.
All right, listen, today's a splendid day. Splendid, splendid, splendid. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. Isn't it wonderful for you? I hope it is, because it's wonderful for me. Oh, sure enough, it is. It's wonderful for me. Listen, okay, here you go. We got one. What are you worried about? There is opportunity in every situation. What are you worried about? There's opportunity in every situation. Well, Brother Nargis, look at this economy. Ask God for where the opportunity is. Don't sit there just looking at the economy. Ask God for where's the opportunity in this economy. Where is it? So what, you didn't get who you voted for in for the election? Okay, God, where's the opportunity in this? Where's it? It can't just be me upset about I didn't get this or I didn't get that. What is the opportunity? Where is it? How do I find the opportunity? Only God knows where the opportunity is. He can give you the wisdom that you're looking for. You know, life is one of those things, man. Life is just, it is what you make it, I guess. You know, like we read the thing a few days ago where it says, guard your mind, because that's the thing that's going to guide you through life. That's going to determine where you end up. Guarding your mind, you're guarding your wallet, you're trying to guard your pocketbook, you're trying to guard your mortgage, you're trying to guard all these other things. But no, you guard your mind so that you'll know how to pay the mortgage. The Lord will lead you on other things that you couldn't see before that snuck up on you. You didn't know that was going to happen. You didn't know this was going to happen. You didn't know that was going to happen. You didn't know that was going to fall through. You didn't know that that deal was going to go down. You didn't know all those things were going to happen. Okay, well, that's life. God, where's the opportunity in this fallen state right now? What is it? You know, where is it? I lost money on that investment. Okay, where's the opportunity in that losing money in the investment? Lord, where is it? Oh, I lost this, that, and the other. Oh, man, Lord, where is the opportunity? You know, Lord, I wasn't able to save this. I wasn't able to save that. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. I didn't know this. I never read that. I'm not this smart. I'm not that this. And I'm not that educated. I can't read so good. Lord, where's the opportunity in all of this? Where's the opportunity? There was a gentleman telling me the other day. He said, man, the time is coming when, you know, you're not going to be able to get a analog line for your telephone. You're always going to have digital lines. And he said, they're good, man, but they're going to force people out. And I said, okay, well, all right, I guess. And I said, well, that seems like the opportunity of somebody opening up a phone company of just analog lines. You remember how back in the day where if there was a hurricane, if there was a storm, the flood, whatever it is, no matter what else went out, the gas was out, the electricity was out. Guess what was still running? The phone line. I don't know who I'm talking to, but hey. If God has led you to start an analog phone line or an analog phone line company, go for it, because the time is coming when you're going to need that. It's primitive to a lot of people, but you need it. All right. Let's see here. Let's go over to. Yeah, we're still in Proverbs chapter 5. We'll start at verse number 6. Proverbs 5, verse number 6 is where we're going to start. We're talking about the immoral woman, really. Temptation in life, is what we're talking about. When we ended yesterday, it said, her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to the grave. Talking about temptation and the immoral woman. And that's what happens, you know, in life. Life is good, right? Even though it's tough sometimes, it's still good. It's a good day. But temptation tries to sneak up on you. It tries to sneak up on, what was that? In the preacher's wife, it opens with that. And the temptation, the kind of sneaks up on you. Yeah, that's temptation. And her feet lead straight to the grave. Now, if you got wisdom, you're not moved by the temptation. You see it, but, you know, you're not moved by it. You know, you might even like the temptation, but you know better than to go so far. You're not going to go beyond a certain line. You're not going to, I know it's there and I know that I would like that, but I can't move on it. I can't move on it. Verse number 6, it says this. For she cares, talking about the immoral woman or temptation, nothing about the path to life. Temptation cares nothing about the path to life. And God told you to guard your mind, because that is the thing that's going to tell you where you're going to end up. Your mind and the way you think is the way or the reason why we end up the way we end up. We have to change the way we think, saints. We got to change the way we think, saints. We got to do it. We got to do it. Change the way you, and if you, even if you're not a saint, listen, you still got to change the way you think. For she cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it. And so that's why it went from talking about her to us, really, because that's what we do. When we follow temptation, that's what we end up doing. We begin to stagger down a crooked trail and we don't even realize it. We're thinking we're headed down the straight and narrow path. We, you know, we just ain't got caught yet. We, you know, hey, man, I'm going to have this fun and God going to forgive me later. And he might, you know, he might forgive you. He's good enough to forgive, right? But he's warning you before you need forgiveness. Hopefully you won't need forgiveness for this, because he's warning you. Verse number 6 again. For she cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it. She doesn't even realize where you're going. Like when you get on that temptation, you don't even realize where you're going. But what does it say? It says that temptation leads her feet and stuff, they go straight to the grave. And we're not trying to do that. We're trying to change the way we are as people. Verse number 7, because this is called, you know, be holy. And so we show you how to be holy today. Show you what you can do today. Things that you can work on today. You don't have to wait for God to send the lightning bolt from heaven. You can start working on these things today and then have a conversation with God, a relationship with God, so he can go ahead and get rid of all them sin. Somebody said, get rid of them sin. we need the Lord to get rid of all that. Verse number 7. So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray away from what I'm about to say. Never strip. No, don't stray away from what I'm about to tell you. So we got to listen close to what God's going to tell us. Stay away from her. Who? Temptation. Yeah. Stay away from her. The immoral woman. And it's not just talking about an immoral woman. It's talking about all temptations. Stay away from it. Stay away. Stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house. See, you know where temptation is. You know, I know exactly where temptation is. Stay away from her house. I'm not talking about people now. Things that can lead to the sin is what you're trying to stay away from. So even though you notice that the temptation is there, when the door opens, don't go through it. Matter of fact, stay away from the door, because you won't get sucked into there. You know, if that door opens and you're there and you're willing to be there, you'll walk right in. You'll walk right in. You will walk right in. Stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house where she lives, where temptation lives. Don't even go in there. You know, and it could be a legit temptation. You, when I say legit temptation is this. Okay, say if you have a problem with drinking and you're stepping away from the drinking, you see the temptation, you're stepping away from it. Just stay away from places that serve it. It's pretty much everywhere. It's in every restaurant nowadays. You know, it's not in the fast foods yet. But, you know, it's generally in those places. And so you just stay away from the opportunity, which is the door. The door is the opportunity. Stay away from it so that you, at least you can fight it. You know, if it's just a temptation, you can step away. You're far enough away, you can't go into the door. But if you're standing around the bar, you know, walking down the street, you know, in the corner store, they serve and sell the liquor. They sell it in that grocery store. Don't go down that aisle. Go down another aisle. Don't even look that direction. Keep looking in the way. As a matter of fact, don't even go to the same store you've been going to. Go to a different store and stay away from that aisle or whatever. I don't know. Or even, okay, let's say this. Let's say you were a married man and your spouse passes away and you have an opportunity to be with someone else. You know, if that's what you're, you know, you know the temptation. Everybody knows the temptation. If you see the temptation, just stay away from the door. Stay away from the door. Don't take an opportunity to go and test how strong you are. Don't do it. Don't do it, because you'll, sooner or later, you let yourself down. That's why he says, just stay away from the door. And then verse number 9, he says this: if you do, you will lose your honor and lose to merciless people all you have achieved. So everything you have achieved, it will go to merciless people. They will sit there, take it, and laugh in your face and sit there and look at you. And God, Lord told you not to give in to the temptation. Told you not to go down the aisle. Stay away from it. And you will lose to merciless people. All that stuff, all that you've achieved, you'll lose it to someone else. Verse number 10, strangers will come and consume your wealth. Strangers will consume your wealth. If that don't tell you, I'm telling you, the reason why a lot of people don't have money is because strangers have came and consumed their wealth because they didn't stay away from the temptation. The temptation is what got them. You know what temptation is. Temptation is not good. Temptation is in life itself. And God told us, always stay away from temptation. Matter of fact, stay away from her door. It'll get you. In the end, you will groan in anguish when disease comes to consume your body.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.